you want more successful outcomes in life, you have to condition yourself, discipline yourself, and structure your thinking patterns such that you are consistently thinking positive things so you can consistently get positive outcomes.
StayAllDay.com.
Pretty exceptional.
Work on your game.
I like the approach.
Work on your fucking game.
Everybody has, relates to what Dre's saying in a different way.
Work on your game.
I like the way he thinks.
Work on your fucking game.
I like the frameworks that he's put together.
Work on your game.
And I would highly recommend it to anybody that's trying to work on their game.
Work on your fucking game.
I think it's a good approach. It's a different approach, too.
Hey, you, work on your game.
Gave me something really good.
What can you get? DreAllDay.com.
And his philosophy makes a lot of sense.
Not only work on your game, perfect your craft.
Work on your game.
He knows how to communicate in such a fabulous way.
I can't say it enough.
Work on your game. You are now tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you expected to achieve has yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative. That is the go-getter energy that moves any one of us, including yourself, to go and make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. And then we put all this together into a series of frameworks, approaches, insights, strategies, and techniques all underneath the umbrella of one unifying philosophy that is called Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day, and welcome to the show. And today's topic is how losers respond to losing. Before we get into this, let me remind everybody or inform you that I send out a text every day guaranteed to have you focus, sharp, and on point. I call it Daily Motivation. I send one out every week as well called the Monday Motivation. They will do the same thing, just in different intervals. All you got to do to get these texts, text me and join my text community free of charge. My number is 305-384-6894. And currently, those texts are not coming out as of this recording, but by the time this comes out, maybe we will have things fixed as they should be, and those messages will continue and or begin if you're new to this, as usual. So just text me so you're in my text community. Secondly, Work on Your Game University. That is the place where I do all my coaching. You would like to have me as your direct coach. You would like to have me as your consultant. You would like to have me as a person who you can go to and share what you're doing, what you're working on, what your challenges are, where you want to go, what you feel like might be in your way, and get immediate, direct, and effective help with it. Go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. We have a four-part framework based around mindset, strategy, systems, and accountability that is designed to help you perform at your highest level, do so consistently, and make more money in your business. workonyourgameuniversity.com. That link is below in the description as well, or you just type it into your browser of choice, and you can see everything that we're doing over there in the university and get yourself involved. Now, but that out the way, let's get into this topic. This is actually going to be a two-part mini-series where today we're going to talk about how losers respond to losing, setbacks, failures, things not going the right way. So when I say losing, that's what I mean. And then tomorrow we're going to talk about how winners respond to losing when they face setbacks, failures, things not going the right way, etc. So despite the fact that we all want to win, sometimes we simply do not. Nobody usually bats 1,000, as we say, in life. What defines us in life is not one specific isolated outcome, but our consistent outcomes and the mindsets that lead to those outcomes. In the long run of life, we are judged by our results. Now, can there be an outsized result that people tend to look towards when it comes to you as opposed to all the other things? Sure, but usually in life, and the longer you live, the more this is true, the decisions that you've made and the mindsets that you have had consistently lead to that result that may be outsized or may get a lot more attention than all the other outcomes that you've had in your life. So in this two-part mini-series, I'm going to explain the difference between how a person with a loser's mindset, and that's what I mean when I say losers and winners, a loser's mindset responds to a setback, and juxtapose that in tomorrow's episode with how a person with a winner's mindset responds to a setback, because we all will face setbacks. So it's not a question of if you're going to face it, it's just a question of how you're going to face it. And sometimes things just don't work in our favor. And again, it's not a question of if, the question is when. And the further question is how you respond. And that's what we're going to cover here today and tomorrow. Point number one. Topic, once again, is how losers respond to losing. Number one thing that a loser does when they lose, they think to themselves, here we go again. Number one thing a loser does when they lose, they tell themselves, here we go again. Now, what do I mean by this? What I mean is losers have a mindset of expecting to lose. So when a setback happens or things don't turn out the way that they expected, they are getting exactly what they have mentally prepared themselves for. Because see, if you say, here we go again, that means you were thinking this was going to happen. So because your mentality is basically asking for in advance that this outcome occurs, you get exactly what you were planning for. Remember that in the long run of life, folks, we get our expectations. You get exactly what you expect in life because your mental energies are attracting that outcome to you. This is how the law of attraction works. Now, the law of attraction doesn't mean just because you sit and think about something that you're automatically going to get it, positive or negative. What it means is your consistent thoughts on that have a certain energy and a certain charge to them will lead to you taking certain actions and not taking certain actions. And all of those things cumulatively work together to attract you to certain outcomes, certain people, and those outcomes of people to you as well. You're attracting them to you and you're attracting yourself to them through your cumulative energies. So it's not just thinking a negative thought one time, all of a sudden your life becomes terrible. No. Is that how it goes? Of course not. But if you think negative thoughts consistently, eventually negative things are going to happen. Same thing when it comes to the positive. This is the power of the mind. And the human brain is literally has a magnetic force. So the way that you think is literally attracting things to you, but it's the consistency of the thinking that attracts the outcome, not one time. And the challenge for many people is that their thoughts go up and down, up and down, up and down. That's their consistency. Their consistency is the fact that they're inconsistent. And this is why your outcomes are just as inconsistent as your thoughts. So if you want more successful outcomes in life, you have to condition yourself, discipline yourself, and structure your thinking patterns such that you are consistently thinking positive things so you can consistently get positive outcomes. If you are consistently getting negative outcomes, that's because that's the predominant way your mind is working. Your predominant thought charge is negative. That's why you get negative outcomes. You change to the positive, you get positive outcomes. I wrote a whole book called The Mental Workbook that helps explain how to do this. You can get it at workonmygame.com/workbook. So in the long run of life, you get exactly what you expect, always. Losers have an expectation that they're going to lose. So when they lose, they immediately sink deeper into the mindset that they already showed up with. They already expected to lose, then they lose, and they're like, all right, that's exactly what I thought. And now they are even stronger in that mindset of expecting to lose because that's exactly what they got. I've had teammates, for example, in sports who had this exact mindset. I had teammates who had loser mindsets. And if you think a certain way, you are what you think. You are your thoughts. So if you have a loser mindset consistently, then you are a loser. And your results, the outcomes of your life will reflect that, again, in the long run. And I had teammates who had this loser mindset. And the better the player they were, because they had influence, a good player has influence amongst the rest of the team, the more of an effect their loser mindset had on the rest of the team. Now, if someone has a loser mindset and they're a bum, they don't really play, it doesn't affect the team as much. But someone who has a loser mindset and they're a starter or they're a captain or they're the best player on the team, well, that's going to make for a terrible team, probably. Because again, the way that you predominantly think is the way that you're predominantly going to behave. Despite all the YouTube, basketball, even this show, I started as a writer and I am still a prolific writer. As a matter of fact, I send out emails damn near every day. I call this the Daily Game email. I want you to get this every day to your inbox completely for free. So simply go to workonmygame.com. That's workonmygame.com. And get my emails directly to your inbox every day free of charge. Again, that's workonmygame.com. You know what is the biggest thing that separates the high-level performers from everyone else out there? It is not talent. It is not hard work. It is not resources. It is not knowledge. It is not skill. It is the fact that they have a process and a strategy for how to show up and give their best effort, even on the days when they don't feel like being at work. Has any of you ever had one of those days? Has any of you having one of those days right now? That day is called the third day. We put a label on it and we describe exactly what it is in my new book called The Third Day, The Decision That Separates the Pros from the Amateurs. In this book, I will not only describe to you what the third day is, but I will help you create a formula for yourself for you to show up and give your best effort, even on those days when you don't even feel like going to work. In that book, you're going to become a professional and no longer be an amateur. I'll give you a free copy of it. As a matter of fact, all you have to do is cover the shipping. Just go to thirddaybook.com. Again, thirddaybook.com. Point number two, today's topic, once again, is how losers respond to losing. Number two. They added to the list of reasons why they lost before and they will lose again. In other words, the loser just adds this outcome to a list that is basically verifying and validating their train of thought. because a loser is expecting to lose. So when they lose, they're like, okay, this is exactly what I thought. So now they feel even stronger in validating themselves to be a loser because they thought they were going to lose. They did lose. So, hey, I got exactly what I thought I was going to get. I guess I'm going to get this again and again and again. This is what they do. Legendary football coach Vince Lombardi is credited with saying that winning is a habit, and unfortunately, so is losing. And what is a habit? A habit is something that you do over and over and over again to the point that it becomes unconscious and you do it without thinking. And guess what? Losing is a habit, as Vince Lombardi said. We develop a habit of losing because we are expecting to lose, and we expect it so much, so often, so consistently to the point that we don't even have to consciously think about it. Our brain already sends signals ahead of us that we expect to lose. You ever heard the saying, your reputation precedes you? So understand that you have a reputation with the universe. You have a reputation with humans as well, but you got a reputation with the universe. And when your reputation with the universe is that you expect to lose, then everything that you do in life, before you even begin doing it, you are sending a signal to the universe. Here I come, and remember me, universe, I'm a loser. The universe sets you up to fail so that you can validate your own expectations of yourself. That is the universe respecting the fact that your reputation showed up before you did. Your reputation always shows up before you show up. Your reputation with the universe is your energy, your expectation. If you expect to succeed, then before you get there, your energy shows up and the expectation of success shows up, and things tend to be balanced in your favor. Just how it goes. It seems kind of woo-woo and crazy. You can call it that if you want to. Don't call it not true. And when you expect to lose, life tends to set itself up to make sure that you do. This is how it works. And what I want you all to catch about this is that me saying that when you expect to win, things tend to be bent in your favor does not mean that everything's going to be easy for you. It means that two people can show up to the exact same circumstance and have to face the exact same situation, right? They both have to face the exact same setup. But one of them has a loser's mentality, the other one has a winner's mentality, but they're both looking at the exact same thing. Then you may be asking to yourself, Dre, okay, then how are you saying that your reputation precedes you and the situation is set up for someone to win or lose, but they both, the winner and the loser, got the exact same situation? Doesn't that kind of discredit what you just said? On the contrary, no, it does not. It actually proves what I just said, because here's the point. Even though the loser and the winner both are facing the exact same terrain, the exact same circumstance, the exact same conditions, here's the difference between them. The loser looks at those conditions and says, okay, this is exactly what I thought was going to happen. I guess I'm going to lose. The winner goes to the situation and says, hey, this is exactly what I thought was going to happen. I guess I'm going to win. The difference is not in the conditions or the terrain or the circumstance, folks. The difference is in their minds. See, a loser and a winner can look at the exact same thing. The loser says, damn, this must mean I'm going to lose. The winner looks at it and says, damn, this must mean I'm going to win. Even though they're looking at the exact same thing. The difference is not in the circumstance, folks. The difference is in you. The difference between a winner and a loser is not their situation. The difference between the winner and the loser is how they choose to look at the situation, which is based on the way they have conditioned themselves, which is based on the way they have chosen, consciously or unconsciously, to think on a consistent basis. And if you want to know what someone's thinking consistently, you can't read their minds. All you have to do is look at their actions in the big picture. Again, you can't judge someone off just one action. Sometimes you can. Most of the time, I wouldn't suggest it. I would suggest you want someone's actions over a consistent period of time. You get a pretty good feel for who they are and what they're about. I just told you in yesterday's episode, I was in the gym today working out, and some woman came up and she started talking to me. And I know she's seen me in the gym 100 times. This is the first time she said something to me. Why? She felt comfortable enough asking me some questions about my professional status as an athlete because she saw what I was doing. She saw my actions. And she said, your actions are a reflection of this. So are you that? Right, that's what she asked, because my actions are a reflection of what she was expecting. Everybody get this? So winning is a habit, losing is a habit. And habits start in the mind, folks. They don't start in the outcomes in the external world. They start in the internal world, in the mirror, not out the window. And expecting to lose is actually the comfort zone of the loser. The loser's comfort zone is losing. So if you put a loser in a winning situation, they'll feel uncomfortable because that's not what they expect. That's not what they want. See, in life, you get what you're expecting, and it just validates or confirms your line of reasoning and thinking. So a loser doesn't feel bad when they lose. They actually feel relieved because that's what they want. They want to lose. This is how any of you who plays a sport, any of you who's ever had a teammate, or if you're a coach, you ever had a player on your team, or if you have ever been this player, if you want to be honest, and you had a losing expectations, as soon as the other team starts doing well and you're in a, looks like a down position, you just lay down and quit. Any of you who's in sports, if you've been in sports long enough, you've seen this happen, that a team expected to lose, and the game starts 0-0. But then as soon as the other team starts to get some momentum and the team that expects to lose is looking like it's in a bad space, they don't fight back. They don't try to rally back. They don't try to get their energy up and, you know, get back into a winning situation. They lay down and allow themselves to lose because that's what they expected. They want to lose. So they actually feel comfortable losing because this is exactly what they thought was going to happen. Any of you ever played a sport and you've been on a losing team, you understand it. In the sports world or even in the business world, we usually don't call it the habit of losing. What we call it is culture. In the sports world, we say there's a losing culture in this locker room, or there's a winning culture in this locker room. There's an NBA player, from when I'm recording this, he should still be playing for the same team. His name's Terry Rozier. And right now, as of this recording, he is a member of the Miami Heat basketball team. Now, before this, earlier this season, he was playing for the Charlotte Hornets basketball team. The Charlotte Hornets are not a good team. They have not been good for many years. And Terry Rozier got traded from the Charlotte team to the Miami team just this season, maybe just a few weeks ago from when I'm recording this and when you're hearing this. And I saw this quote from Terry Rozier, where they were asking him about what it's like being a member of the Miami Heat. And what Terry Rozier said, and I 100% believe him, he said, when you lose a game over here with the Miami Heat, is a whole different energy than when I lost the game playing for the Charlotte Hornets. Because the Charlotte Hornets had a losing, now this is not Terry Rozier talking, that's the end of the quote, I'm filling this in. Charlotte Hornets had a losing culture, that's why they were always losing. And Miami Heat have a winning culture, that's why they consistently win. Even though they don't always win, and understand something about having a winning culture, does not mean everything you do is going to work. Doesn't mean you're always going to win. What it means is you expect to win, so when you don't win, that's an anomaly. That's the exception when you don't win. You expect to win, so when you lose, you're like, what the hell is going on here? See, when you have a losing culture and you lose, you're like just shrugging your shoulders. All right? That's exactly what we thought was going to happen. Everybody understand the difference? Now, I don't think what I'm saying to you is necessarily groundbreaking to all of you, but have you ever really thought this out and articulated it and really put it in plain language like this? That's one of my superpowers. The expectations that you have of yourself are reflected in your life. And is reflected in how you respond when their expectations are not met. Because there are times in life when your expectations are not met. I remember once, I'll give you another example. I was walking into a CVS. It might have been a Walgreens. I think it was, maybe it was a Walgreens. I parked my car and I'm walking across the parking lot to walk into the Walgreens. And there was two people hanging out in the parking lot of this Walgreens. It was a man and a woman. A black man, black woman. They were relatively young, probably 20s-ish, and they were doing some type of, I don't know what they were marketing or something. They were selling something, and they were just stopping people right there randomly in the parking lot and basically talking to them about whatever it was they were selling and trying to sell stuff, clipping off the customers as they came in and out of Walgreens. It was kind of a good idea of a good place to hustle because you know you're going to have a steady stream of people. So as I'm walking across the parking lot, the man, it was two of them, a man and a woman, they were both like separately working, but they were together. The man was already talking to somebody. So he didn't say anything to me, but the woman saw me and she wasn't talking to anyone. And she said, hey, big man. And she was getting my attention. She said, big man. And I looked over at her and she said, when you come out, I'm going to holler at you. And I didn't say anything. I just looked there and I just kept walking. Now, I could tell by the way she said it that they were selling something and I don't know what they were selling. And frankly, I was not interested in what they were selling. So I went in the store. I got whatever I went in the store to get. And when I came out the store, she called to me because, you know, she was basically following up on what she told me she was going to do. She wanted to talk to me when I got out the store. But as I just told you, I didn't want to talk to her. And nor was I obligated to talk to her. So I just kept walking. I saw her. I looked at her. I just kept walking and I ignored her. And she was like, what? Then she got this look on her face. And any of you who is from the kind of community I'm from, you can probably picture how she reacted. She got this look on her face like she couldn't believe it. And she said, like, what? In a way, like she could not understand I was going to ignore her and not basically comply with her request that I come talk to her. The whole point being, I'm sharing that to say this, she had an expectation that I was going to at least give her my ear and let her say what she wanted to say, not that I was going to completely ignore her. I don't know how much expectation she had she was going to sell anything to me, but she at least expected that I would respect her enough to listen to her. I did not, and then I didn't owe her any respect because I didn't even go to her business. I went to Walgreens. She was hanging in the parking lot, not my business. Whole point was she had an expectation, and I could tell that I had not met her expectation by her reaction. Everyone following what I'm saying here with this story? Okay, so when you are a winner, you expect to win, and losing is the anomaly. When you're a loser, you expect to lose, and winning is the anomaly. Now, you might think that, you know, it sounds counterintuitive that a loser feels good when they lose. But if you think about it more deeply, you'll realize that it makes perfect sense. And when you look around at your life, when you look around at other people, you will notice how much sense this actually makes. All right, look at the people who you see on a regular basis, people who you deal with on a regular basis. Can you tell what their expectations are in life? Of course you can. If you really think about it, if you look at them and really consciously think about it, what is this person's expectations? You can look at them and tell their expectations. Their actions are a reflection of their expectations, their energy, their thoughts, their words. Well, not their thoughts, because you can't see that. But their words you can hear, their actions you can see, their outcomes, at least the parts that you can see, you can tell what their expectations are. You can just tell by the way a person carries themselves what they expect. It's actually really obvious once you start paying attention. Have you ever wondered why so many people have big goals and big dreams for themselves and they work hard every single day, yet they never reach their goals? You ever wondered about that? I have, and I found out the reason why this happens. It's because most people never ask themselves a key third question, which is, who do I need to be while I'm doing what I'm doing so that I can have what I want to have? You see, if you never fix your mindset and the way that you're thinking about a situation and the way you think about yourself and the way you see yourself in the mirror, then it doesn't matter what you do and it doesn't matter what you want. You will never get there because you simply have an inaccurate formula. I wrote the book called The Mirror of Motivation, which addresses this first question, who do I need to be? And when you answer that question, then when you do what you need to do, it will produce the outcomes of you having what you want to have. If that sounds like it might be the missing link in your process, and let me let you know, it is the missing link in your process. Go to mirrorofmotivation.com. All you do is cover the shipping, and I'm going to give you a free copy of that book physically mailed to your doorstep. Again, mirrorofmotivation.com. So you can be who you need to be, then do what you need to do, and then you're going to have what you want to have in your life. mirrorofmotivation.com. Point number three. Today's topic, once again, is how losers respond to losing. Number three, they feel even more validated in their expectations. So this one I just told you. As I touched on the previous point, losers expect to lose and they're surprised when things don't go that way. When losers win, they're surprised. Losers expect to lose. I remember when I was playing baseball as a kid, I was like 10 years old. And, you know, when you're that young playing baseball, the parents come to all the games and they're cheering for the kids. And, you know, it's kids baseball. So it's not like we weren't the most talented, at least the league that I was playing in. And the parents would always say, I remember my mom would be at the game, where she would be talking to other parents. She would say, the kids hit the ball, and we as parents were in the bleachers, were yelling at the kid, run around the bases. And they would all laugh and say, the kids, like, they're surprised that they hit the ball. Like, they are looking at the ball instead of running around the bases like they're supposed to. The whole point is, they were intimating that the kids were surprised that they hit the ball, because we weren't always used to hitting the ball. The whole thing here is, when people don't get their expectations, they are surprised. When people get their expectations, they're relieved, they're happy, and that's exactly what they thought was going to happen. But understanding the law of entropy, folks, the law of entropy states that things always move into a higher state of disorder and chaos when left on their own. Most of the time, someone who expects to lose usually does that. All right, usually you don't win when you're expecting to lose. Usually that doesn't happen. If it does, consider that an exception. Don't consider that the rule. You can lose, everyone, by doing nothing. If you do nothing in your life, you will lose. Now, rarely in life can you win by doing nothing. Now, here's a big difference. Now, I told you that a lot of similarities between the loser expectation and the winning expectation. This one is not a similarity. This is a difference. You can lose by doing absolutely nothing and taking no initiative in life. You cannot win by doing that. It's impossible, not on a consistent basis. You can win once randomly, luckily, by doing nothing, but you can't win in life in the long run by doing nothing. And the law of inertia states that once you are in a certain state, it is easier to stay there than it is to break out of it and move into a different state. So anyway, in other words, rather, when you're in a loser's mentality, it's easier to stay a loser than it is to turn yourself into a winner. Same as the opposite direction. As Vince Lombardi said, losing is a habit, winning is a habit. Habits are hard to break. This is the reason why people don't change in life, because habits are hard to break. Now, you notice how all these principles that I've given you, they coalesce, they come together, depending on the topic that we're talking about. So a person with a losing mindset is much more likely to keep losing than they are to all of a sudden start winning. It's not impossible to go from loser to winner, but it takes a significant amount of energy, consciousness, and intention. How many people do you know have all three? See, this is the reason why most people don't change. You see, it's the comfort zone that people tend to stay in, and this is where they want to be. And it's usually where they stay. And you cannot force someone out of their comfort zone. You can try, but usually you won't be successful. You may be able to temporarily get them to comply with you, but in the big picture, you can't, unless you're going to watch them all day and you got some kind of no way to control their mind, which you don't. You probably can't move someone from one state to another. You pretty much have to treat people as they are and deal with them as they are, because if you try to get them out of that space, it's going to be too uncomfortable for them and for you. in the long run, a waste of your resources. Let's recap today's class, which is how losers respond to losing. Despite the fact that most people say that they want to win, not everybody does, and that's what I'm describing here today. Point number one, loser says, here we go again, because they have a mindset of expecting to lose, so when a setback happens or things don't go the way they expected, that's exactly what they thought was going to happen. Point number two, they added to the list of the reasons why they lost before and they will lose again. Remember that the human brain is a great servant. Whatever thought you give it, it will give you more supporting evidence to go with that thought. You think a negative thought, your brain will give you more negative experiences and examples. You think a positive thought, your brain will give you more positive experiences and examples from its store of information. So you need to be careful what you tell your brain, because it will give you more and more of whatever you give it. And point number three, you will feel even more validated, the loser that is, in their expectations. As I touched on, losers expect to lose and they're surprised when things don't go that way, as winners do the exact opposite. So anything left to its own devices usually gets worse. You cannot win by doing nothing. You can lose by doing nothing. So you got to understand that one big difference between these two. But otherwise, there are many parallels between these two when it comes to your habits and your expectations. And that's why you got to get conscious and intentional about changing your habits if you choose to do so and breaking that inertia. That said, folks, tomorrow we're going to go into how winners respond to losing, because it's a whole different experience. Text me, see in my text community. My number's down below in the description. And Work On Your Game University. Number one piece of what we do here in the university, the first piece of what we do here, is based in mindset, the way you think. That is the fertile ground upon which we can plant the seeds that will grow the trees of abundance in your life and in your business. But we have to have fertile ground. The fertile soil is your mentality. That's the first thing we do here in the university. Go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. Work on your game. Dre, all day. While you are here, don't forget to text me so you can be part of my texting community, where you can ask me questions, you can share challenges with me. You are messaging me directly. You can get a direct response from me, because I do read and reply to my messages. My number again, 305-384-6894. One more time, 305-384-6894. Make sure you text me, because you never know when I'm going to send a message that could be the one thing you need to hear, the one thing you need to do, the one insight you need to get that could change your life. Make sure you message me, 305-384-6894. Do you know what the number one key is for you to advance and get to a higher level from where you are right now? It is not for you to work harder, wake up earlier, or go to sleep later. No, it is for you to get the right insight. In other words, to ask yourself the right questions. These questions are usually questions that you don't have the answer to, but dealing with those questions opens the door for you getting to that next level that you want to reach. How do you get help with this? By getting coaching, by getting around other people who can see things that you don't see, who have perceptions and insights that you don't have. This is why coaching is as valuable as it is, and this is why higher level performers always invest in coaching. The best way you can do that from here is to go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. That is the only place I offer coaching, the only place I work with anyone directly. You just go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. You can see all your options for getting involved with us and engaging and having someone coaching you so that you can take yourself to that next level, again, through insight, not just through effort. Again, it's workonyourgameuniversity.com.